Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International and U.S. Residency Certification Services. To continue in English, press 1.
Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
If you are requesting an employer identification number for an entity organized outside the United States, press 1. If you have a question about an individual identification number, often called an ITIN, press 2. If your inquiry concerns, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. Please wait.
Hello, thank you for calling Internal Revenue Service. My name is Ms. Dean. My identification number is 1000-198-548. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. How are you doing? My name is Benny. I'm calling from Israel. Now, last December, I have sent three separate 1040s to the IRS for the years 14, I think it was 14, 15, and 16. No, yeah, I think that was 14, 15, and 16. Now, I got the reply saying that my wife's ITIN number has, there's some rule that it has kind of, it has to be renewed. So I have sent you, all the paperwork, regarding, her, the ITIN, and I was told I will get a reply in 60 days, and that was more than 60 days ago, so here I am.
Okay, to renew her ITIN number.
I did.
You sent it to Austin, Texas, from what I'm understanding. You sent it to Austin, Texas 60 days ago?
I have sent it to, I'll tell you in a second, the exact address. One minute, okay? Just give me a second. I have sent it to Internal Revenue Service, ITIN Operation, Mail Stop 6090, AUSC, and then 3651 S dot Interregional Highway 35, Austin, Texas. Hello.
Okay. And what date do you have a confirmation that they received it? I'm just trying to get...
very well. Thank you for that. One second. I have a proof of delivery from FedEx on April 25th.
Okay. So you sent it back in April.
April 25th? I sent it a few days before.
The reason why I asked you, because any time from January the 15th to April the 30th is considered our peak season. The processing time frame for renewals of ITIN is 9 to 11 weeks during that criterion of time.
That's why
I was asking you when did you send it? Because it depends. If you send it after our peak season, then it's a only 7 weeks time frame. But if you send it during the peak season time frame, they have 9 to 11 weeks to process their I-10 renewal application.
Well, actually, I think it is pretty much 11 weeks now.
Okay. On your wife's I-10 application, not where it says the person with a social security number, but on the bottom of that application and the signature part, did she delegate you as her power of attorney to sign?
No, she signed it herself.
Okay. So is she available to inquire about her I-10 application?
One minute, I'll get her on. Okay, 1 second. מונית, תשמעי, אני מדבר פה עם מס הכנסה של אמריקה והם צריכים לדבר איתך רגע. מה שהם ישאלו אותך תעני, אוקיי? Hello, what's your name again?
Miss Dean.
Yeah, can... לא, את תרדיזי, ייקח לך זמן, לא? Can I merge a call with you, Miss... So, wait a second, she's coming downstairs. Okay, can you wait a second, she's coming downstairs. Hello?
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry for the delay, but she's upstairs.
Okay.
She's upstairs and she's coming downstairs to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry for keeping you waiting. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, this is my wife.
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Ms. Dean, and my identification number is 1198548. I understand that you submitted an application for renewal of your ITIN number?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your ITIN number?
Yes, 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
It is 966.
966.
Okay. So.
84.
84.
1573.
1573.
Okay. Thank you. And at this point from on, I only need the renewal applicant to speak. I shouldn't hear anyone else speaking. Just me and her is going to have a conversation. If you have me on speakerphone, can you please take me off of speakerphone at this point?
Okay. It's only me.
Okay. And may I have your name exactly as it appeared on your W-7 application?
Okay, my name is Ronit, R-O-N-I-T, Hochster.
Okay.
H-O-C-H-S-T-E-R.
Okay. And may I have your name at birth, when okay. you was born? May
yes.
I have that name?
My name was Ronit, the same as now, Canary. K-A-N-A-R-I.
Thank you. May I have your date of birth?
On the 1st of August, 1976. August.
Thank you. And may I have...
Yeah?
Thank you. May I have your country of birth?
Yes, I was born in Israel.
Thank you. And your country of citizenship?
Israeli.
Thank you. And what identification documents did you submit with your renewal application? What identification document was submitted?
It's W-7.
No. Not the form. Your identification document. What documents did you submit?
Certificate of a currency for IRS individual, taxpayer, and identification number.
Okay. You know, like an ID, you know, identification?
What? My ID?
ID. Yes. What type of ID did you submit?
Passport.
Like what? Thank you. Thank you. And this is your application. You are on me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So your ITIN number has been reactivated. So it's active now as of May 23rd. So your ITIN number is good.
Okay.
Do you want me to speak to your husband now?
Yes.
If
yes.
I have permission to speak to your husband.
Definitely.
Okay.
Are we finished?
Okay. Yes. It's okay to tell him that your ITIN number is active.
Definitely. And
hello?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello.
You're welcome. Hello.
So let me understand. Okay. This is me again, Benny. Hello. Hello.
Yes, her ITIN number is active.
Okay, so now I'm supposed to call, because as I told you, reevaluated my 1040s based on the fact that her salaries were not counted because they wouldn't recognize the ITIN. So now I'm supposed to call them and tell them it has been renewed.
What is your Social Security number?
I'm sorry, I don't remember it by heart. Give me a second. It is 063. Hello?
Uh-huh.
It's 063-98-7919. Hello?
Yes. And may I have the name or names exactly as it appeared? You said for 2000 and...
Well, the thing is like this. Let me go over a little bit of history. I'm sorry, I'll have to bore you. In December of 2017, I have sent 3 1040s, 40 years, 14, 15, and 16. A couple of months later, or maybe it was November 17, a couple of months later, I got the reply I mentioned before that they changed the return based on the ITIN not being active anymore, but only for the years 15 and 16. I called to find out what to do. This is, I think, this April. And apparently the 2014 was not processed. I guess that when the envelope was opened, they didn't see the 2014. So I did two things. I've sent a request for renewal for my wife of the ITIN, what we just took care about. And I have resent the 2014 1040. Today, I received by mail a return check from the IRS for the year 2014, but for a number different than the number on my return, and I got nothing for 15 and 16. So that's the situation right now.
Okay, so I just need to go through our disclosure process. So I just have to ask you some questions, and
sure.
I'll be more than happy to look at your account. So may I have the name or names exactly as it appeared on your tax return when you originally filed?
Okay, Benjamin Joshua Hoxter, or Benjamin J. Hoxter, and Ronit Hoxter.
Thank you. May I have your date of birth?
November 3rd, 1971.
Thank you.
And yes, I am very old. What?
May I have your complete address? Your address.
13 Katlov Street, Beit Shemesh. Katlov is K-A-T-L-A-V. Katlov.
Okay. And may I have the address exactly as it appeared on your application?
Oh, I probably wrote Nachal Katlov. Nachal Katlov. 13 Nachal Katlov, Beit Shemesh.
Okay. A complete address is the street number, street name. If there's apartment suites, we need that.
All right. Apartment 11. All right. You know what? Let me look and I'll see what I wrote. 1 minute. 13 Nachal Katlov Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel. That's what it says on the return tax. Apartment 11.
And a postal code?
That would be 996-2043. Again, 996-2043.
Thank you. And again, just the country.
Israel.
If there's a country.
Israel.
One moment, please.
Okay.
And is your telephone number still 972-548-0400?
Of course. Just you have to add a plus in the beginning, an international, you know, it's 972 for Israel.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So 2015 and 2016.
What's there? What do you see?
So 2014 was processed.
Was what?
The 2014 tax return was processed.
Yes, I know. I received a check today. That's what initiated this call. But the check was not the same as what it was supposed to be. The return said 4,000, and I received a check of 3,500 and something. I was guessing that it had something to do with the item, but apparently it did not. I was guessing that the item was unactivated somewhere in the middle of 2014, so they only accepted partial, but that's what I'm calling. That's one of the reasons I'm calling.
Okay.
Am I clear or am I not making any sense?
Yeah, you're clear. Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry for taking so much of your time.
Okay. No, it's just that we have so many different procedures now when it comes to the ITIN number being valid or not valid during the time of claiming credits and stuff. So I'm just doing just researching to make sure that it can be the exemption can be allowed. However, I'm just double checking about for the additional credits. That's all.
Okay.
Before I tell you that the account is adjusted to what you asked for, and it might, I just want to be 100% sure before I give you a definite answer.
I appreciate that very, very much.
thank you for your patience.
Sure.
I just want to address all three accounts before we disconnect this call, okay?
Okay.
So I want to make sure each account has been corrected before we disconnect our call. So I just ask you for a little more of your time. I'm not going to put you on hold. I'm here on the line with you. I just have to wait for my computer system to bring up each different tax period so I can correct it, and then a refund should be issued to you within 4 to 6 weeks. It depends on the mail system.
Okay. Oh, you're going to do that now? Or you just did it?
Yes, that's why I'm asking. No, I'm waiting for the computer to load so I can input it.
I can wait.
Okay.
Can I wait?
Yes, that's what I was asking.
Sure, I will wait. I'll wait as long as it takes. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll wait on the line. Don't worry about it. Thank you, though. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. All right, so let me see what's 20. Oh, I know what happened. 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2014 was already taken care of. What they did was, because for 2015 and 16 must have showed the balance due because they didn't allow your spouse exemption.
Oh, I understand.
So what they did was they took
the difference,
the part money, like the difference, and they paid it towards 2015 and 2016.
I understand.
So the two that has to be two that, that's why it was reduced for 2014. So now what I'm going to do is correct 2015 and 16, and then that difference
will automatically bounce back.
Correct itself, right? It'll make the difference up. So one of your checks are probably, both of your checks probably will be a little higher than what you initiated, because all those, any penalties and interest that we previously charged you has to be reversed and credited back to you. So once that is all said and done, your refund probably is going to be a little higher than what you anticipated because of what we previously charged you.
I understand.
From your tax. From your return from 14, from your tax return 14 that was applied to 15 and 16. So,
well, that is so smart.
Once I
Thank
update
you.
That.
That's so
once,
smart.
Once that is updated, then you should be whole for all 3 years. So I'm just waiting. Our computer system is a little slow, so I thank you for your patience.
You're doing a great job, given the fact.
Okay, so I'm working on our last one in 2000.
Okay. Wow, it's a lot of work you have.
Okay. So for 2016.
Yeah.
For 2016, your refund should be $3,608 because we took the $608 from your 2014. For 2016, it's only three dependents was eligible for the.
One minute. I'm sorry. I lost track of what you said. For 2016, you're saying 2016 now? It's 3,000 because it's
right.
Only three children eligible, right?
Right. It's $3,608
for 16.
You get in the for 16. The $608 is the $608 we took from 2014.
Oh.
So that's why your refund is going to be $3,608.
Okay.
For 2016, you didn't have four dependents eligible for the child tax credit. You only had three.
How is that possible?
Because
no, for 16. No, for 16. Yeah, sorry. You're talking about 1-6, right?
Right, 1-6.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. For 15 is $4,400. Your child tax, the additional child tax credit was $4,000. The $400 that we took from 2014 to pay 2015, you're, as I told you earlier, you'll get that $400 back. So
okay.
That's for 2015. Your refund is $4,400.
Okay. So together it will be $8,000,
okay.
Give or take.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, listen, I've got to tell you, I really, really appreciate this much of time you spent on me, and I do not remember such a kind and efficient help from a government employee in a long, long time. So thank you, ma'am, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
By the way, how long will it probably take for these refunds to be issued?
You should receive them within 4 to 6 weeks. As I stated, that you should receive it 4 to 6 weeks. It depends on your mailing system, your postal system. But
thank
you. Be issued. Well, you should receive it 4 to 6 weeks. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am, and have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.